we're seeing numbers doubled from what we saw 4 years ago. So these numbers are really good.
Can you break that down for me in terms of party and demographics?
Sure. We've got about 18,000, just ran the latest numbers, and about 18,000 since the beginning of this year that have registered. About half are Democrats. About 5,000 are unaffiliated voters, and about 3,400 so far are Republican new voter registration. So that's those are really good increases for everybody involved. Of those numbers, too, about 9,200 of them are white voters, and about 7,000 are African-American voters.
And how does that compare, the African-American contingent of new registered voters?
All right, I don't have a breakdown. I just go off of the assumption that what Mr. Bartlett at the state board had said, that these numbers are up for all categories. So, and it makes perfectly good sense, knowing that we're doubling what we did 4 years ago.
And what's driving this, do you think?
Obviously, a closeness of a presidential race. You always have an increase in a presidential election year anyway, just because of the fact that there is more publicity of a presidential race. I have also read and heard from the various campaign groups that are doing the voter registration drive. So I think that that is part of the spark, too.
Now, those unaffiliated voters that you talk about are really kind of the wild card, wouldn't you say? Because technically they could vote in either Republican or Democratic primary, isn't that right?
Right. They can choose either or. They can't choose both. But they could go in and say, I want to vote in the Democratic primary. And they would get a slate of Democratic candidates in the primary that they would be allowed to vote in. They can't say, I want to vote in the Democratic presidential and also in the Republican gubernatorial. You have to do one party or the other. You cannot do both of them. But, yeah, that could be your wild card on this picture.
Today is the deadline for traditional voter registration, but voters can actually still register up until Election Day. Isn't that right?
No, that's not right. They can register during the early voting and vote on that day, but you have to have already been registered for Election Day. If you miss today's deadline, if you don't have it mailed in today or hand-delivered to my office today or have it postmarked by today, then you may still register and vote at any of my early voting locations.
And all of these registrations, these new registrations, do they have implications for you as you implement this election?
Oh, certainly. You're exactly right. A year ago when I was sitting here budgeting what I thought this election would be, I had no idea that a presidential primary would still be lasting into May of 2008. So we will be opening up 17 early voting sites the week before the election for folks to go vote early. We generally don't do 10, 11 sites in an election. We've just increased it by numbers. So we're kind of doing everything we can to be able to accommodate a sort of a general election turnout during the primary election.
What kind of turnout do you expect we'll have?
Our normal primary can be anywhere from about 6 to 15%. So I would not be surprised to see a 40-45% turnout at all in this race.